Hello and welcome to the Camping Crew Podcast with Chris and Aaron.
Hello everybody, welcome to episode 183 of the Camping Crew Podcast. I'm Aaron Birchall.
And I'm Chris Byrne.
It's meant to be a fun podcast. We're just enthusiasts and what we discuss on the podcast are just our own personal views, although we do look into things that you ask us to look into.
If you'd like to support the podcast, and if you can afford to, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thecampingcrew. I want to say thank you to Siobhan, Brian and Madge. They took delivery of their first camper van in May and they're loving the new adventures and the advice and tips from the podcast. Robert, Niamh and Callum, so thanks so much for the stickers, guys. They're really enjoying the podcast as well, so thanks to them.
Brilliant. Thanks for getting in touch, guys. So they say no news is good news, but this is great news. We have a little bit of news about me.
I think you were on the radio this week, Aaron, were you?
I was. Yesterday, I got a call from our local radio station. Well, your local radio station, because you're in County Waterford. It's the one I used to work on, WLR. And they were saying, look, we want to talk about all things campers. I honestly thought it was going to be a discussion with a few people, but it was just me. And it turned out to be a bit of a biography, because Damien, their new presenter on their morning show, Deja AM, had never met me because he came in after I had worked there. But still, it was good. Got a bit of plugging in for the podcast, got a bit of plugging in for Charlie and me and for campers in general. I had done a little bit of homework, threw in a few stats, but I think you have a link to it, haven't you?
Yeah, on our Twitter, I shared out a link to it, but just listening to you on that, and you sounded like you're in your happy place talking all about all your motorhomes and camping in general.
I just love it, Chris. Seriously, like, I mean, we were away and we'd be talking about it in a couple of minutes, and I just miss when I don't get out camping. And it was great. As I said, I thought it was going to be a discussion about the pros and cons, but it was just a general chat about camping in general. And some of the memories I had was like I brought up the camping crew and the kids. I enjoyed it now, to be honest.
Yeah, we can kind of sometimes take for granted that we just assume everybody knows about camping and the different vans and the whole lifestyle of it. Like, and, you know, I think Damien wouldn't have been a seasoned camper or anything like that, you know, so some of the questions that he had asked and how you'd answer them, I think came across really, really well, just for somebody who wouldn't be into camping, and hopefully it inspired some people to consider it, you know.
Yeah, he did say that it was a learning curve for him, all right. He did learn things. Afterwards, I got a couple of Instagrams and a couple of Facebook comments saying, oh my God, I didn't know that was you guys, blah, blah, blah. But one I got, and I'm going to do it possibly, if not next week, the following week. And this was suggested before. Do you know the way you can buy these books, or you can get them? They're normally yellow and it's like windows for dummies, or changing a tire for dummies. Somebody asked me, would I do camper vanning for dummies? And I think what I'm going to do is basically video from me leaving the yard. And let's say I'll organize that I go to Tree Grove and do a whole video of me plugging in, filling the water, doing the windscreen covers, right down to switching on the fridge. I think I will do, and not to belittle anybody, but one girl got onto me, Connie, and she said, please, I bought a motorhome and I've been doing things wrong. Could you just do a video? And it's just from talking, not calling Damien a dummy, but it was just from talking to Damien, and he was listening to the answers and he was asking questions that newbies want answers to, yeah, as well.
I think newbies might be a better word than dummies this day and age, Aaron.
Yeah, so I may not call it camping for dummies. I might cross use their logo or do, but anyway, so I'm going to do a video where I will literally go and set up the camper and show plugging in, filling the water, blah blah blah, right down to then leaving the next day. And I think it would be a good video, so thanks for the suggestions.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we're always asking the listeners to suggest topics and things to talk about. And the last few podcasts, Stephen from Reister Relay has been sending us news stories in link, and he's done the same this week as well. He sent us a link for Motorhome Locations Ireland, their Facebook page, and they put up a post there, Ali there put up a post saying there was new signs at Rathmullen, just outlining the cost per night and have you been up around Rathmullen, Aaron?
No, I haven't been that way at all, actually. And now since Stephen posted that up on the Motorhome Parking Locations Facebook page, I've added it to my list. I've been making a new list for, I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks to get out quite a lot. So it is on the list and we will go up there and check it out. But €10 a night, it's a nice price, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's an all year round site. Just looking at motorhome locations, motorhome parking locations.com there, it seems to be all year round for tenner a night, which is good.
Okay, well, we'll add it to the list and we'll check it out. And speaking of stopovers, I saw this on Ireland Campervan Experience Facebook page, and I was talking to Bart and Katie from Happy Turf only about it today. New temporary motorhome stopover in Listowel. A new 50 bay air is planned for Listowel. However, planning issues are causing significant delays, which means that the new proposed site will not be open until possibly next spring or later. So a temporary facility has been set up close to where the planned site will be. The new temporary site will accommodate approximately 20 vans. It has fresh water and black water disposal. And again, it's €10 per night. It's a much needed facility in North Kerry. Now, it's just a stroll into town. It's adjacent to the town park with lovely walks, just pitch and putt. The Limerick Kerry Greenway starts right outside the gate. We'll give you the air code if you're interested, and you can listen back or pause the podcast to get it. It's V31 DW96. That'll bring you right to the gate. If there's any issues, you can call 087-167-9473. Again, pause the podcast, rewind, and you can get all them. It's beside everything. Kate and Bart actually were passing it and they took a spin in and they sent me some photographs. At the moment, it just looks like a giant car park, but it has toilet facilities and somewhere to get fresh water and dump your toilet as well. So we will keep you updated. There is planning gone in for an actual 50 bay air in Listowel. And as soon as we get more information, or if you get information, let us know.
Yeah, I'm seeing lots more chats in the Facebook groups and the forums and on Twitter and about the more towns and villages kind of starting to look into this. And I know there's a big chat ongoing in one of the local Tremor groups about somewhere for places to park up. And one person commented in the group, which particularly struck me. He said they saw six EU registered motorhomes, like I think were French or German, mm-hmm. all coming into Tremor. You know, and shortly after that, the same six vans were leaving because they had nowhere to park up because of all the new signs gone up, you know. So look, I think that's a fantastic, like 20 places Listowel, and it's a popular spot. Like anybody travelling from Clare to Kerry or Kerry to Clare, it'd be a great stopover point, you know.
Absolutely brilliant. And it's got all the big shopping centres and it's got restaurants and takeaways and shops. And as I say, the walk is right outside the gate if you're into doing these greenways, which are also popping up all over the place. So as I say, thanks to Bart and Katie for that. But I saw it on the Irish Campervan Experience Facebook page.
And James sent us an email recently with some questions about getting a new camper or possibly refitting the existing one. I read his message. It's an interesting read. Hi, Chris and Aaron. We are at a crossroads at the moment. But first, a bit of backstory. We all know how much Aaron loves a backstory. Too true. We bought a 07 Sprinter caravan in 2020, just before the prices went mad, and have enjoyed very much so over the last couple of years, touring many counties in the south of the country and a few trips up the west coast. Our van is basic, nothing flashy, but it does the job for myself and my wife. In March of this year, we had a wonderful baby boy who we named Connor. He's just over 3 months at the moment and is after three trips in the van so far. He took to it like a duck to water and loves being out and about. So we're hoping to upgrade our van at the end of this year, as we do not have a second bed in our current van for when Connor gets older. My question is, what do ye and the listeners think would be a good base van and a reasonable amount to spend? Personally, I would like another Sprinter or a Crafter. I viewed an extra high roof, long wheelbase Ducato recently, which looks fine. Also, in your opinion, what's a reasonable amount to spend on a conversion? I have gotten rough quotes of up to €25,000. We don't have that budget, unfortunately. We would just want the basics: sink, cooker, fixed bed, toilet, heater, and plenty of storage, proper insulation, and maybe a max air fan. Our budget to spend on the, not including the price of the van, so the budget to spend on the conversion part of things, would be about €15,000 at a push. Or should we get our current camper van refitted and save on the purchase price and the VAT. Looking forward to hearing from you. Regards, James.
Wow, well, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I was doing the BBAW and the SQI agent came out who also converts vans, he said, with a good base van, you'll get a good finish for 10 to 12,000 euro. Now, bear in mind, this was 2 years ago because we had the BBAW for 2 years. You're not going to get much for 15 grand. You're not going to get a professional company to do it for 15 grand. I personally would spend that 15 grand on refitting the base van I had. I mean, it's a Mercedes Sprinter 07. I won't say they're bulletproof, but they're pretty bulletproof. So you've got a good base van. I would get in touch with one or two of the companies and get another quote saying, look, I have the van. He knows what he needs and get a price. The next thing, James, is maybe you and your friends could do it yourselves. You know, that's a possibility.
One possibility, because I know some of the companies doing the conversions are probably out the door with work. So even if you did get them to get a price agreed, it could be another year before they're ready to do it. So another possible option is to look at it like a project manage it, and you know, get a carpenter to do the carpentry work, get an electrician mm-hmm. do the electricity work, plumber do the plumbing work. And now that's going to be a lot more time consuming for you, the owner of the van, but maybe that's an option, and it could be a way of saving if you bob, and maybe some of the work James could probably do himself. But you know, I wouldn't be the handiest person in the world for stuff like that. So, you know, I would kind of lean towards somebody doing that myself. But look, if you wanted to save money and money was the problem, that's probably one possible suggestion, I think.
I know I did, like we've done the BBAW and I'm doing the VW at the moment, and I did the Jeep, but I did a lot of that through YouTube. You know, I did all my research before I started working the BBAW. Now, I had no intentions, and this is a small job, but I had no intentions of doing the carpeting in the VW. And it was just three walls and two door cards until Bart from Happy Turf was dropping carpet down to me and he said, do that yourself. I was getting ready to send that off to professionals. And myself and Rocky did it. So, James, you might have friends, like Chris said, that are into maybe doing a bit of plumbing. It's not, you know, it's not a house. I would suggest with your 15 grand tackling it yourself and do it as a winter project. And that way then you're not off the road.
Yeah, we had a chap on a few years back on the podcast, Shane Monks O'Byrne, who you would see posting in some of his groups, Aaron, and we're hoping to have a chat with him soon as well. He's got a new book out all about converting a camper on yourself. So look, that could be a good Bible to look back to, as well as the old Charlie Mee videos of the ambulance or the Land Rover.
That book that Shane has out, because I had got tips from Shane as he was writing that book, is an A to Z. It is, and it's in English, plain, like I was mentioning earlier on. Like, you know, it really, really is written for the lay person to convert a van. And with the loan of the proper tools or access to proper tools and a bit of a workshop, you can do it. And 15 grand is a good budget.
Yeah, yeah. So look, any of the listeners have any suggestions for James or would like to share an opinion, let us know. We'll pass it on to James and potentially read him out on the next podcast as well. But look, we wish James all the best with his project, you know, whether he gets a van or, you know, refits his old one. I think he'll have a blast.
And if you refit it yourself and make a total hames of it, don't come running to us saying that it was our idea. We're just enthusiasts. We haven't got a clue what we're talking about.
We're not experts.
Barry was on as well, and he has a few ideas, and he says, how are you, lads? Probably no different to the rest of you. I spend a good bit of my time perusing the internet regarding all things motorhome and camper related. One thing that really stands out is how better served our fellow motorhomes are across the water in the UK, specifically when it comes to sales, service and camper van shows and meetups. I appreciate a lot of this is down to the bigger market size in the UK, but something I came across the other day is Camp Quirky website. It's an excellent database of camper conversion companies, mainly across the UK and Northern Ireland, although there is one company listed from the Republic of Ireland. It's really detailed, showing the type of work done, prices ranging from, timeframes and dates available for conversions. It seems to be something that would be very useful here in Ireland, as there are now more and more conversion companies sprouting up around the country. Just a thought, I'd throw it out there that maybe one or two of your mini motorhome group listeners might be into developing such a database. Maybe there is such a database, but I haven't found it yet. The other idea that came to me was to have an end of season meetup, one with the emphasis on those looking to buy or sell motorhomes and campers. As someone looking to upgrade, to have a one-stop shop where buyers and sellers and other experts could meet, do deals, get advice from experts and other campers would be brilliant. There seems to be loads of these events across the UK, and I think the community in Ireland is definitely big enough at this stage to at least have one event a year. What do you think? Are you aware of any such events? Either way, maybe a couple of topics you could discuss on the show. Best regards, Barry. Two topics there. The first one, it's like motorhome parking app. Is it an app you could do? Is it a website you could do? There are people out there listening to us that have technical abilities that maybe would take on a project like that.
Yeah, and I think he probably hit the mark saying, like, the population or market size is bigger in the UK to warrant something like a site or a one-stop shop places to go. Oh, saying that, though, there are new conversion companies kind of that are popping up more and more every month. So, you know, I think that's something that they as an industry probably should get together. They could probably help each other out as well, like, you know.
But you see, it's not a regulated industry, so they've no one body that, you know, Campervan Conversions Ireland that regulate
them. That's what I'm saying. They should, they should get together and set one up. I suppose one thing is, if you're part of a group like that, the business here may not want to regulate their prices.
Yeah.
You know, and they want to be able to be independent, maybe have their own prices set, their own work. And there, most of the conversion companies out there are really good, but then there's a couple of ones that may not be so good, and they might want to be independent from those as well, you know.
And they're regulated to the extent that they too will have to get an SQI, so, you know, fixtures and fittings, but still finishes. Look, maybe there is somebody out there listening that could think, hey, that's a great idea. We'll do a database. The other one, the meetups, again, you're back to, we don't have the population. I know you see Facebook groups having meetups and there's 10 and 15 and 20, and in our case, 30 and 40 vans go to meetups and they're brilliant. But I think trying to get a weekend or even a one day event, which would have to be more than likely a weekend, to get all the likes of motorhome suppliers and the likes of Happy Turf that sell all the bits and pieces, and then people like ourselves that would have an opinion or have a bit of advice, that would be a big event to organise. Like, you'd need somewhere like the RDS or something.
I'd love the idea of a field, you know, a big field, say like Dick's Field in Ardmore or Banno Bay or something like that, a really open space campsite where people go down and set up a swap shop.
Yeah, so, I'd love that.
So, you know, where you go down, I might have spare chairs that I'm not using anymore, or gas cooker, and somebody else might have a pizza oven, or they might have a carpet for an awning or a tent. And you put out, say, hey, look, just people walk around and say, like, I have this, do you need this? And no money changes hand, purely swap.
I was going to suggest to you, because I know we will have to have a meetup at some stage this year, because so many people, even in Ardmore over the weekend, had said it to us. I was going to suggest to you that we say to people, and by the way, if you have stuff to swap, bring it with you, and that way then I think it's safer when no money is changing hands. Barter was there long before money, and I think barter, although Ryan Tuberty wouldn't agree, I think barter is a great thing. So yeah, maybe, but I don't think you could, like what he's suggesting there, get the companies involved. I don't think you could do that. That's like something like in the NEC.
That would be something they would have to do themselves as companies, you know. They'd have to form their own arrangements and align themselves up. And it's probably no harm just to set a certain standards, and even just a place to advertise their business as a one-stop shop, you know.
Or, do you know the way, and we mentioned that I was on WLR, WLR have this Ideal Homes exhibition. Now, I know as a business company and they're into marketing and stuff, maybe somewhere like, let's say, the WIT place where the Ideal Homes is on, maybe it's something that they would look into and they get in touch. If any of our listeners maybe know somebody on committees of a big hall like that, and maybe they could get in touch with all the Charles Campings, the Happy Turfs, the Pat Horans, the Anchor Point, and let them organise like a holiday expo, or but call it Motor Caravan Expo, and they can all
Yeah, I suspect though James is probably talking about more the companies like Vanderlust and places like that who
well equally but
it's the converse specific to conversions rather than coach built, you know.
No, but I think he's also talking about secondhand vans. I think if Pat Horn was there with a new van and two secondhand vans and Anchor were there, and you know, I think it's something that someone like the WIT or an equivalent college campus should look into something like that and see is there an interest out there.
Just a thought sprung to be there as well, I suppose, in given the current climate as well, where lots of the companies don't have stock and are booked out.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't need to do any of this. They've already got the business, you know.
Yeah, that's true too. But look, Barry, thank you. We will throw it out there. And if anybody gets back to us, we will get back to you guys and let you know. But on the meeting of us, we are going to throw something together before the end of this season. So watch this space.
Yeah, yeah. I finally got out camping, Aaron, after a good few weeks being locked up, left out. It was
great to see you in person and not on the other end of a screen.
Yeah, absolutely. So we went down to Ardmore for the weekend and the weather was hit and miss, but sure, I didn't care. We were out camping.
Yeah, we had a brilliant weekend. And thank you to the amount of people that came over to us to say hi, because we do say to you, if you see myself or Chris on the podcast, I know I'm more recognizable, but one lady did say to me when she was, you were talking to Deirdre, and Deirdre and Charlie were at your van. You weren't long there. And I was talking to a couple, a good row behind us. And she said to me, shh, is that the chap from the podcast? And I went, yes, that's Chris. Now you're not going to like this. I said, that's Chris over there. He's actually down here. We get, gosh, he's a lot smaller than I thought.
I think I might be standing in a pothole at the time, Aaron.
I think, you know, the perspective, like in Father Ted, near, far, you were so far away. Yeah, you know, so, maybe that's it. But listen, thank you. Yeah, Ardmore was great. The weather, as you say, was hit and miss. But in general, it was fine. It rained at night time and we pretty much had a good Friday, Saturday and home Sunday.
And you're going to go through the names of all the people you spoke with, Aaron.
No, because the only one I can remember, because you had said this to me in the last podcast, the only one I can remember is Graham. Graham stopped me. He was playing hurley on the beach with his children. And he came over to say that he absolutely loves the videos, and this was his first time in Ardmore because of our video, and he had been in Camic Valley and he had been in Blarney Caravan and Camping Park because of our videos. And I got his name and I wrote it on my phone because I knew when I go back and say it to you, he's the only one. The chap behind me, I think, is Buddy. Now, Buddy, who it was his wife that said, is that Chris? Buddy, in 2015, I gave him the three stripes for his Heimer. Because I had bought new ones for my Heimer. They were tin. And he still hasn't put them on his flipping van. And he has the same van. And this is weird. I spoke to him on Friday. And on Saturday morning, a memory on my Facebook was me getting the new signs put on my A-class. And 2 days later, I gave him my metal signs. Now, I don't know if that's Big Brother listening or just coincidence. But anyway, so Buddy was behind us. 2015, I gave him the signs and he still hasn't put them on his van.
Okay, we can take the tinfoil hat off now, sir, and we can move on. You don't have a video up this week, I believe.
No, I had a bereavement of a very, very close friend of mine on Saturday, actually, while we were away. So between the removal and the funeral today, I haven't even been out to the van. Shirley was one of my closest friends, and it knocked me for six because we weren't expecting it. So no video today and no video this coming Friday. But we'll get back into things the following Wednesday. I hope to have a van video, which will get you right up to date. And I hope to have a revisit because I got a phone call from Linders in Port Ran, who have built new toilet blocks and put in a fabulous new playground, I believe. So myself and Charlie will take a spin up there next week. And that will be not this Friday, but the following Friday's video. So back to normal. Apologies. No video today, no video this week, but we're back to normal next week.
Great. So look, to close out the podcast then this week, what mentioned earlier, we were down in Ardmore. Myself and my daughter were driving down in the camper on Friday. My wife and other daughter had been in the car. They were actually ahead of us. But I'd say we must have waved at about 10 vans, Aaron. And of all the 10 people we passed, I'd say one person waved back. Now, I don't know whether it was just a stressful Friday for everybody and people were just worn out after 2 weeks' work, but I was very surprised. I'd never had that many people not wave back. I've got to be sad state of affairs if that turned into the normality, you know?
The wave is a touchy subject. I've seen it on Facebook groups, people saying, ah, get over yourself, so what? It annoys me when people don't wave back. And then Deirdre will say, well, stop waving. And I'm going to say, no, I won't stop waving. They will wave. Now, we get a lot of waves because we have Charlie and me on the front of the van. Maybe you need to get a big sign on the front saying the podcast with Chris and Aaron.
A big wave. And no, I think people should be just waving because we're fellow motorhomers. You know,
do you find
community? And I've never, like, all my other trips, people for the most part wave back. It might be one or two that don't, but I've just chucked at the sheer number that didn't. That was all. Just surprised, really.
I do. If I saw you, I'd wave it to Chris. I do. I love the wave. I'm not into the flashing, the lights and stuff, but I do love the wave. And yeah. I do give out when they don't wave back, but when they wave, big smile on my face.
Yeah.
And if they wave first, chuffed.
Yeah, no, that's good. So look, if somebody waves at you, wave back.
The moral is, if you see Chris, you better wave back. Because I'm taking names of people that I meet. He's taking numbers of people that don't wave.
Yeah, I'm looking back at the dash cam all the way.
Anyway, episode 183. Please, if there's anything that we've discussed that you want to chat about, be it waving or helping the guys out with their dilemmas. Barry wants to know about maybe having a meetup of vans or maybe setting up a database. And James wants to know, what should he do? What should he spend his 15 grand on? Should he get a new van or should he redo his own? And if there's anything you want us to look into, please do get in touch. Remember, we're giving you some of the stickers for your motorhome, your camper van, your caravan, your car, whatever. We need your name, your address and your postcode. But for you to give us them, you need all of our contact details. And Chris is absolutely mindful of every contact detail we have. Listen to this.
Our email address is campingcrewpodcast@gmail.com. On the web, our webpage is thecampingcrew.ie. On Twitter, we're @thecampingcrew. On Instagram, we're @thecampingcrewpodcast. Facebook, you'll find us posting regular enough on all the good motorhome and camping groups. And you can record an audio message on your smartphone and email it or send it on to us. And the likes of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, you can message us there too as well. So if you'd rather not use email, but we'd love to hear from you. We need your ideas. We need your emails. We need your suggestions to keep the podcast going, keep coming up with fresh new topics.
And don't forget, we have campsitereview.com where we put up written reviews. There's access to our map for the Charlie and Me YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/Charlie and Me, our camping vlog. And we also have charlieandme.ie, and there is a shop there where you can buy merchandise for Charlie and Me and the Camping Crew podcast. Camping Crew podcast mugs are going well at the moment, and a couple of the Stress Charlie and Me t-shirts are going well at the moment. So check out charlieandme.ie. You can click on the map there. You can go directly to YouTube from there, or from there you can also go straight into our shop and help support both the podcast and the Charlie and Me channel. If you see us on a campsite, if you see us out and about during the summer, please do call over, say hi. From me, Aaron Birchall, Safe Camping.
Great. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe, share on social media, and tell your camping friends all about us. Goodbye from me, Chris. Bye bye.
Well, that's it for another podcast from the Camping Crew. Thanks for listening, and do join us again very soon. Safe camping.